Craig, that must be about the most frustrating 80 minutes of rugby league you've seen this season.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You know, 25 minutes for us, Chris. Unfortunately, everything we trained for during the week, everything we talked about, we didn't do. You know, we've had problems with our discipline in the first half, and we worked really, really hard this week to, you know, hopefully not give away any penalties in the first half. Unfortunately, after 20 minutes, it was 5-0 their way. You know, and you can't give a class side that many opportunities.
How much satisfaction was it that by the end of the game, you're not only given Wigan a run for the money, but you'd also got ahead on the penalty count? So, and that must have proved that people were listening.
Yeah, in the second half, we've been really disciplined, and that's why it's really hard to work out. You know, we're not a different football team in the first half compared to the second half, yet, you know, for some reason, we're getting absolutely crucified in the penalties in the first half. And, you know, something we need to work hard on, because, you know, when you play the real top size like Wigan, you know, you can't afford to give away 5 penalties.
We've got to ask the question as well. Do you think there was anything that was anything to do with the fact that you had 2 referees in the game?
No, I thought the kid that came on had a really good game. I thought he was consistent, and you know, I was very happy with his performance.
Right, let's go through the game just a little bit. Your team selection, no Scott Morrell and no Graham Horne in the side. Were you just shaking the bag up just a little bit, or were there tactical reasons for the selections?
Yeah, Scott injured his hip flexor at training, so he got ruled out, and Graham unfortunately missed out this week.
The injury to Scott, is it something that might keep him out of the Castleford game later on?
Yeah, no, it's only a 2-week injury, so he should be right for selection for Castleford.
Okay, so you gave a Super League and a club debut to Ryan O'Hara. How do you think he went?
Yeah, I thought he went okay. You know, obviously, you know, when you lose a game of footy, it's never easy. But, you know, I thought he tried hard, and he'll be a lot better for that run.
Do you think that in partnership with Joel Clinton, it's going to give you something from the bench that a lot of other teams don't have? Or do you think it's going to give Rovers something they've been lacking, which is punch off the bench?
Yeah, I think Ryan's going to give us some professionalism. He's been around a long time, and you know, he knows what to do on the field. So, you know, having him, you know, fit and you know, playing at his best will only be good for us.
Why do you think it was that, whatever you said, took 40 minutes to get through to the players?
You know, there's a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, for a start, Wigan are a class side, and the tries they score, their catch pass and their ability just to flick the ball onto the winger, you know, it's outstanding rugby league, and you've got to give them credit for that. On the flip side, you know, some poor defensive reads that we spoke about at half-time, and we were able to correct the majority of those for the second half.
Yeah, your edge defence did seem a little bit flimsy, certainly in the first half. What do you put that down to? Was it just sheer Wigan skill, or do you think you read the plays enough?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, so a couple of their tries where, you know, the centre was able to just bat the ball on, you know, it's class stuff. But, you know, saying that, you know, there's a couple of, you know, poor defensive reads from us.
And what positives are you going to take from the game tonight?
Oh, the positives were we were 26-0 down, and the score ended up 36-22. So, you know, it's proved that we can compete. But you need to be able to do it for the full game. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we're learning some hard lessons.
In that second half, you outscored Wigan, you looked keener, you looked, dare I say, quicker, and certainly you frustrated Wigan, and it showed. Do you think if you'd have played like that in the first 40, it seems a very obvious question, do you think you would have won the match if you'd have played like that for the full 80?
We would have been competitive, and that was our aim, to come in and be competitive and been in a position where the last 10 minutes of the game was up for grabs. So I've got no doubts if, you know, we had been able to do that, you know, we might have, you know, snuck away with a win.
Now, you had Ryan O'Hara, his first game, his first game for the club after his injury. How did he come through with regards to the injury?
Yeah, he's pulled up fine, so he'll be ready to go in 2 weeks.
Joel Clinton, he was back in the side after his ankle injury.
Yeah, he's pulled up okay as well, so no real injuries out of tonight's game, which is a positive.
Very positive indeed. And now you've got 2 weeks before you lace a boot again in anger, and that'll be against Castleford. A little bit frustrating, that in itself, I would imagine.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we'd like to be playing week in, week out, but, you know, it's not to be, so we'll just have to train hard next week and, you know, get ready for Castleford.
And you think that the penny is slowly dropping?
Oh, I hope it is. You know, it's about finding that balance between, you know, being disciplined and controlling the footy, and, you know, it's slowly getting there. It's you know, it's not an easy process. Those things do take time, and, you know, we're taking small steps in the right direction.